Blog Talk Radio.
I know radio probably ain't gonna play this, but chopper going off in the hood, man, like Afghanistan fan of the Gaza Strip somewhere, man. Yeah, we hear so much, we probably know to it by now. After all, it's the American way, right?
Home of the brave and free.
It's America.
Free just to murder me.
Land of the handgun.
Land of the beautiful.
Home of the shotgun.
Cursed by the hate we throw.
You're dead if you ain't got one. You said it the home of the brave, I guess. I said it the home of the cage and the vet. All alone with the J, poking yay, cause he's stressed. On call with the pets, up a spray for respect. I learned from the bed, you just stay in the jet. Brought work from the vet, burn a rubber in the vet. It's as good as you get, you just play with the rat. Then I got older and learned, stay away from the wreck. God bless you, nigga. The hustle up and make eight figures. Turn from a goon to a great young nigga. Don't complain that you're doing what it takes, young nigga. I was raised in the decade, I hate young nigga. I would dodge your police because they hate young nigga. And we hate them too. 38 in them shoes. How to change the system or take him through. He ain't a killer, but he will if you make him. Do a homicide here, right there, put him on trial. Let him have a life in it, then do it with a smile. And he only 19, he ain't even had a child. The child told him, mama, he'll be gone for a while. And she cried, see her, did you put him inside? Now she all on her own, cause her other son died. Listen to the politician as he lied, and he lied. He a snake in a suit, trying to hide in the sky.
Home of the brave and free.
Well, damn, officer, what I do?
Free just to murder me.
Now, hold on, man, don't shoot, I live over there.
Land of the beautiful.
Hey, hey, man, what you doing, man?
Cursed by the hate we throw.
How many times did that happen to you? What the fuck you know about being a black man in America?
For the stars and the stripes, cause the bars in the pipe. Young nigga rolling weed and a cigar he could light. Bang red, either blue, selling hard in the white. Live by the gun, never run from a fight. Trayvon in the hoodie, walking through a neighborhood. He didn't do shit to buddy, he didn't have to die, did he? I guess because his dad was a judge in the city. They didn't want him in the pen with the thug that could get him. A jury of his peers said all were forgiven. The cut on a mind, right or wrong, I'ma kill him. Fill him with the lead, like the put Martin Luther King head. Like the kill Macamet, Edgar Hoover did, yeah. You can catch me in the hood where they shoot niggas at. They don't know if neighborhood or the Hoover did, yeah. With the power of the VLs, the GD, with me, we down the upright. From the OG to Pee Wee.
Home of the brave and free.
Don't get it fucked up.
Free just to murder.
If you ain't found something you willing to die for, you ain't fit to live.
Land of the beautiful.
To get something you never had, you might be willing to do something you never done.
The hate we throw.
I'ma die by my
hand.
Over the prisoner, more than the people who got to keep the children from becoming prisoners. That makes sense. Tell me why 9 ounces of crack get you more time than a rape right now. Tell me why the crazy white boy can tote a gun, but I can't right now. Yeah, I had felonies, I done did dirt in the street, but I ain't never gave to nobody that deserved it, you know what I mean? I ain't never ran no public play with no pistol shooting no innocent people. I ain't never ran no school killing no kids. Man, this is the result of you refusing to deal with the issues at hand. Product of the environment you place us in. We ain't do it. We just live through it.
Home of the brave and free.
Got a message to my people.
Free just to murder.
Stop
me.
Waiting on folk to help you help yourself. Start
Land
with you.
Of the beautiful.
Get yourself out. Reach back. Get somebody
Cursed
else out.
By the hate we throw. Is this the
new? And that's the way we gon' get ahead, man.
Sitting
around waiting on the government to do something for us ain't gon' never happen. Part of that, don't give a fuck about us. Hell is you doing?
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, all holy praises are forever due to Allah, who is in the perfect person of Master Fahd Muhammad. We give him praise and we give him thanks for traveling 9,000 miles on his lonesome to seek, save, and assist a people to whom no divine warner or guide had come to prior. And when he got here, he made the wisest decision that any human being has ever made. And that is when he anointed and appointed for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad to be the eternal leader to his eternal nation. but I would be remiss in my very existence if I did not thank the two of them for the most loving, most courageous, most thoughtful, disciplined human being that I have ever had the honor and privilege of seeing and hearing, and that is none other than the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. It is in their holy, righteous, and noble names that I would like to greet everyone that is listening. We say it in the ancient Arabic language of my ancestors, Assalamu alaikum. It simply means peace be unto you. I would like to start off this show in the same spirit and demeanor that I start off all of my shows, and that is in the spirit and demeanor of gratitude. I would like to first and foremost thank Almighty God Allah, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, for if it were not for those three men, this 24-year-old black male in the hells of North America would have absolutely nothing of value to say. I would further like to extend my thanks and gratitude, and even though they are not Muslim, they are 100% supportive of what I believe. And I would also like to thank the Initiative Network, Sister Pamela Muhammad and Brother Maurice Muhammad, for believing in their young brother enough to allow me to have a weekly show on the Initiative Network. It is definitely not something that I take lightly, and each and every time I'm blessed to be able to come before the people, it's just as humbling as the last time. So I pray that Almighty God Allah allow us all to listen with a critical ear, an open mind, and even if we don't agree, you don't see things the way that I see things, or I don't see things the way that you see things. We must always remember that the principle of respect trumps all religion, trumps all ideology, trumps all doctrines, so that even if you agree with a certain lifestyle and I disagree with it, because you are a human being that God is allowing to breathe in his creation, I still have to respect you. And my belief being different from yours does not give me the right to disrespect you. And something that I found out in my 24 years, my short 24 years, I should say, is that any belief system that causes you to get nasty with people just because they don't believe as you do, if you are a Christian, if you are a Muslim, if you are an atheist, et cetera, and you're not comfortable enough with what you believe in, to the point where when you encounter someone that doesn't believe like you do, you have to get nasty with them and ridicule them and call them out of their name, then that's an indictment not just on your character and your behavior, but that is an indictment on what you say you believe in. So I'm very, very excited for this show tonight because this has been a very, very interesting week as far as current events and quote-unquote news goes. Now, I'm pretty sure that by now, all of you, most of you, have heard about the uproar that our brothers, comedian Lil Duval and radio personality Charlamagne Tha God, made earlier this week on The Breakfast Club. We have clips that we will play, but the reason why I entitled this episode, Resist the Gay Agenda, is because whether you want to believe it or not, there's a certain lifestyle that is being forced on the people. I don't think any of us can deny that there is an overwhelming gay presence in just about every facet of life nowadays. You can hardly turn on the television without seeing some talk show, without seeing some TV show, without seeing some movie that doesn't have a gay presence. And it's gotten so bad now to where they won't allow the Quran in public schools. They won't allow the Bible in public schools. You can't even say the word God in public schools. But now drag queens can come into elementary schools and not just read stories to little children, but they can also ask them who wants to be a drag when they grow up. Let that process in your mind for a minute. We live in a country that supposedly is a Judeo-Christian society, that supposedly believes in good morals, but yet in the institution where God is most needed, which is in the institution of education, you won't allow any religious text that remembers God's name into the arena of education. But you will allow grown-ass men who think, not are, but who think that they are women to come into that same school that you won't allow the Bible or the Quran into, and they can teach little boys and little girls. And see, the reason why they allow them to go into elementary schools is because the younger the child is, the more impressionable their mind is. And this is why, as black people, as Hispanic people, as Native people, and even as poor white people, it would behoove all of us that don't want our sons growing up being tricked into believing that they are women, and our little girls growing up being tricked into believing that they are men. It would behoove all of us to follow the program and guidance and advice of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and that is to separate, because this has gotten completely out of hand. So when we say that we have to resist the agenda, being a follower and student of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, he always teaches us that we must parse our words. So what is the definition of agenda? An agenda is a list of items to be discussed in a formal meeting. It is a schedule. It is a program. It is a timetable, an itinerary, a lineup, a list, a plan, a to-do list. So when we say that the LGBT has a gay agenda, we are saying that they have formed a coalition of men and women who have put their ideas and their desires and their goals on paper and are now implementing those goals into every facet of life possible. Now, I know there are people out there that like to throw around the word conspiracy theorists. You want to say that people who believe this are whack jobs, but you don't even realize that by definition, conspiracy theory or conspiracy theorist is an oxymoron, because a conspiracy is a plan by a group or something to do something unlawful or harmful. It is a plot, it is a scheme, it is a plan. Now, the word conspiracy and the word agenda are damn near identical by definition. So if we're saying that there's a gay agenda, and the definition of conspiracy is a secret plan by a group to do something unlawful or harmful, we know that no large body of gay people are going to come out and say this. So they're doing what? They're planning it in secret. They're scheming. They're plotting. It's a machination. It's a ploy. It's a trick, a ruse, action of plotting or conspiring. This is not a theory. This is not a guesswork. When I was growing up, I'm 24 now, but when I was growing up, I do not remember seeing so many homosexual characters in kid shows. When I was growing up,
you could only see but so much on television. You might see a kiss on the lip between a man and a woman, but now you got shows like now you got shows like Pretty Little Liars, where you got young women watching teenage and young adult women on this show kissing and having sex and what have you. You had that show, The L Word, which meant lesbian. You got Empire. You got so many gay characters on there as well. Even in Power in season 1 and 2, Felipe Lobos was a homosexual. So you got all of these shows. You got all of these movies. Why do you need to keep drilling this stuff home? It is because the wicked elites of this world, they want to turn the people out. Now, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us that there is nothing that is going on now that is outside of the realm of Scripture. What are you saying, Marcellus? Are you saying that the Bible or the Quran speaks about transsexuals? Yeah. Obviously not by that name. But we can prove this in no limit of time. There is a part in the Bible that speaks about the sons of God going to meet with God. And it says that the devil also came with the sons of God, but the sons did not recognize the devil. What is the definition of a son? It is a boy or a man in relation to either or both of his parents. It describes a male descendant. Now, if you got a whole bunch of men going to meet with their father, and it says that the devil came also with the sons of God, but the sons of God were not able to recognize the devil that was in their midst. That means that the devil had to look something like them. Now, obviously, there are many ways that you can look at this. It has a literal meaning, and it has a figurative meaning. The scientists of this world have become so skilled with their surgical instruments that unless you're sharp, unless you're on your game, you can be tricked into believing that a man is a woman and a woman is a man. There have been a rash of cases lately, which we'll get into as the show progresses, of how men were in relationships with what they thought were women. And when they found out that it was actually a man, some of them snapped and actually killed him. And people say that that's wrong. People say that, oh, trans lives matters. But this is my thing. If you as a man want to believe that you are a woman, and then you want to go a step further and get things chopped off and start wearing women's clothes, that's your business. It's your life. You have free will. You can do whatever the hell you want to do with your life. But when you have to lie and manipulate to superimpose your lifestyle, and your decisions on another person, that is not okay. If you are a transsexual and you disclose that information to the man or woman that you're seeing and they're still cool with it, by all means, y'all continue with y'all freakishness. I don't agree with it, but go ahead. But don't deceive a woman into thinking that you're a man when you know damn well you have 2X chromosomes. Don't deceive a man into thinking that you're a woman when you have an X and a Y chromosome. Because we live in a universe of cause and effect. Sometimes the effect you might not agree with, but there would never be an effect if there was not first a cause. So if you lie, it's going to come back on you. Whether it comes back with a punch in the face, whether it comes back with the person just doesn't want to talk to you again, or if a person snaps in rage and kills you, you brought it on yourself. Listen, if I was a gambler and I went for years taking bets and losing money and not paying people back, guess what? That's going to come back on me. Eventually, we all have to pay for doing people wrong. These transsexuals are not being killed because they're transsexuals. They're being killed, the ones that have died, because they lied. Do you understand the psychological damage that you do to a straight man when you reveal to him that you were born as the same sex that he is? You see, because us natural men, we have something called pride. We have something called an ego. We're proud to be natural men that are only attracted to women. So if you take that from a man and he snaps and kills you, it is what it is. You can't sit up here and say trans lives matter when some of these transsexuals are out here deceiving people and really swindling them out of sex. A dear brother of mine who I love to his feet, Brother Melvin X, he made a very, very wonderful post the other day, which I actually shared on Instagram. He said, a transgender being silent on identity is not only dishonest, it's borderline rape when you consider the psychological effects. Wow. Now, that's a very, very serious statement. So let's look up the definition. Means to plunder or strip something of resources. To rape someone is to force them to have sex with you. Now, if you are a transsexual and you do not disclose who you are, one, you're lying. And when you engage in an act of sex, by you lying, taking away their right to choose whether they would have gone through it with you had you told them the truth. So you really are forcing them because you never gave them the option to choose. That is rape. That goes for transsexual men and transsexual women. If you do not tell the truth, then you cannot be mad at the consequences. None of us, I don't care what your religion is, I don't care what your political affiliation is, I don't care what your sexual orientation is, I don't care what gang you rep, I don't care how old you are, I don't care who's your favorite football team, who your favorite basketball team, there is not one person alive that is above or beneath the law of karma, the law of cause and effect, the law of input-output, the law of justice. And sometimes when justice rears its head, many people are upset. Like we talked about last week, you know, black people, we always say we want justice. But most of us are not ready for God's justice because when Philando Castile passed, he said we wanted justice. And then a few months down the road after the verdict came out, or rather a few weeks, rather, a white woman got killed in the same street that Philando Castile did. And what did Negroes do? They cried. They stood in solidarity. So you're not really ready for justice. You think you know what justice is. But if God would have really put down his justice on this country, many black folks would have a damn heart attack from seeing what this world, particularly white folks, would get from Allah that they deserve. You didn't hear what I just said, that they deserve. If Allah wiped out every white person on this planet, do you know that he would not be wrong? Because the Bible that I read says that it's an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that the white man has killed 100 million original people for every millennium that they've been on our planet. They've been here for 6 millennia. 6 times 100 is 600 million. There are not even 600 million of them on the planet today. So don't talk to me about justice if that's not really what you are ready for. I see that we have a couple of callers. Let's get right into it. Area code 612, last four digits 3103. You're not live.
Yes, good evening, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. And yourself?
Doing well, sir. I was gonna, you know, talk to you a little bit about some of the points you brought up, which I totally agreed about the whole homosexual agenda, and I'm totally with you on that as far as how it's wrong and you know, how they're basically deceiving people into accepting something that's immoral. But at the very end just now, you brought up a very fascinating point, and you talked about God's judgment, and you talked about white people, Europeans. And this is something that in the black community I see done often. And the reason I say this is I used to have that same view of Europeans, how, you know, they had done all these things and, you know, all this. But when you actually study history in context, what you find is that behavior that they did is common throughout the world, throughout every ethnic group in the world. And that it's not that they're not, it's not a situation where they're guilty and everybody else has clean hands. It's the entire world is guilty of the exact same thing. And everyone's done it. They've just done it on smaller scales. For example, if you go to Asia, you have the Mongol Empire and you have the many different Chinese dynasties and empires that conquered other people and enslaved other people and took other people's resources on a regular basis. It happened for thousands of years. In Africa, we saw the exact same behavior. Like I'm an African myself, and I know in our history how we've had different groups among us. You know, different times became stronger than others, and they went around conquering other people. Like in my home country of Ethiopia, where I'm from, we have three major ethnic groups, and the one main ethnic group known as the Amhara conquered and subjugated all the other ethnic groups in the region for hundreds of years, and they had a royal dynasty, and they enslaved everybody. I mean, so the same behavior that the Europeans did, everyone else did. The only difference from the Europeans is they did it at a larger scale because of where they came from, because in Europe they had less resources, less land, and they had way more competition than any other continent. And so it forced them to develop their military technology and military tactics much more rapidly than everybody else out of survival. They had no choice but to do so in order to be able to compete with one another. And so because of their lack of land and resources, they then left Europe to look for more land and resources. And so when they confronted other people groups, who basically had not developed the same level of technology or military tactics as they did, they had a massive advantage and they were able to win a lot. But what they did is they basically played the same game as everyone else. They just happened to be better. So it'd basically be like telling the Super Bowl champion of the previous season that what they did was somehow wrong and they have to somehow apologize to the other 30 teams for winning the same game everybody else was playing. And that's just not the case. And if you talk about God administering justice, if you've read the Bible or the Quran, you understand God's justice is not just among nations, it's among each individual's personal behavior. And who do you know that's not guilty of sin? I mean, who do you know that hasn't violated God's law already? We talk about lying, stealing, committing adultery, even things like speaking badly about one another or taking advantage of somebody, even in God's law, is considered a terrible sin. And so, you know, whenever people start talking about, oh, God is judging them versus this, everybody's guilty. And it's a fearful thing for any human being to stand before God on his judgment day. I mean, all of us are depending on God's mercy every day just to live and to work and have food and to take care of our families. None of us deserve any of these good things. God just does it despite the fact that we're all evil. And that's just a reflection of God's character, and it's his kindness and his mercy towards mankind. So, you know, I think before you start speaking things about God's judgment and sort of, you know, planning things out, you got to look at history as a whole in that sense.
Yes, sir. I find it very, very interesting, both with what you just articulated and with various conversations that I've had over the past couple of years since I joined the Nation of Islam. I find it very, very interesting how whenever we start talking about God's judgment and we start identifying culprit, which is none other than the white man, you, others, always try to group us in with them. But the Bible that I read, and I'm sure the Bible that every home in this country probably has possession of, was the Bible was originally written in Hebrew. And in Hebrew, the word Adam means to turn rosy in the face. Caucasian. Every time they get upset, every time they get sad, anytime they go through an emotion, it shows up in their countenance. So Adam and Eve were, in fact, Caucasians. When Adam disobeyed,
who told
God,
you that?
Dear brother, I didn't interrupt you. Adam and Eve disobeyed God. Or rather, when Cain slew his brother Abel, God said, thus by one man, sin entered into the world. So from Genesis to Revelation is 6,000 years. We're living in a cycle of 6,000 years. If sin did not enter into the world until a specific people perpetrated a specific transgression, then that means that since that people, which is none other than the Caucasian who have rulership, if they are in rulership and they are murderers and they are liars and they are thieves, then what can you expect the people who they are ruling to be? I agree, sir, that all of us fall short of the glory of God, but the Bible says that we are born in sin and shaped in iniquity. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us that environment is stronger than hereditary. So you could be born with a good nature, but if you're placed in an environment with prostitution, if you're placed in an environment with dirty water to drink, if you're placed in an environment with guns and with drugs and with poverty, then there's no way possible that the lifestyle that you will grow up to live will reflect your nature. It will reflect your response to the environment that you were born in. God's judgment on the whole world. But when a parent leaves a house and he leaves his children there, he leaves the oldest in charge. In this case, the Caucasian race would be the older child that God is saying, this is my house. Make sure that those who are putting you over don't wreck my house, because he's not coming back to give the full blast of his punishment on the younger siblings, figuratively speaking. He's coming back to give the full blast of his punishment on the one who he left in charge, because that's the one he gave the instruction to. So Caucasians are the most guilty people on the face of the earth. We understand that there's violence in Chicago, yes. We understand that some foolish Africans sold us into slavery. Yes. We understand that some foolish Arabs are in bed with the white man. Yes. But we're not interested in dealing with little dumb devils or manufactured minions. We want to go after Satan because Satan is the devil maker. You wouldn't even know how to curse. You wouldn't even know homosexuality. You wouldn't know nothing about stealing if you were not born into a society where those things are prevalent. So we got to get away from this. God's judging everybody to try to get away from the fact that the white man ain't right, ain't never been right, and ain't never going to be right.
Start with the first thing you said. You brought up you said that the word Adam means one who's red in the face or is blushing or is changing their countenance. Now, my question to you is, have you actually learned or studied Hebrew at all, or who even told you such an idea in the first place?
Through my research, dear brother. As a matter of fact, I can pull it up right now.
Yeah, you might want to look at that closely because I've actually studied Hebrew quite extensively, and the word Adam comes from the word Adamu, which is synonymous and it's very similar to the word for dirt or the, you know, like the ground in Hebrew. That's why when you go to Genesis 1, it's very similar to the same word to use when God said God made man from the dust of the earth. And so I don't know who told you that, but whoever it is clearly either doesn't know Hebrew or never studied Hebrew, because that's not what the word Adam or Adamu means. It doesn't mean someone blushing in the face. I don't know how they got that even from there. And the word Eve is similar to the word to take from, or, you know, coming from, which is where, if you look in Genesis, it talked about how God made woman from the rib of man. And so it's similar to that word of taking from. It has nothing to do with skin color or someone being white or being, you know. And even with that, I mean, think about what you're saying, because Adam and Eve would be the first people God made. So even if you wanted me to say that, you would be saying that the first people God made was white, and we know genetically that's not true. And we also know from the region that they were in, it's not true either as well.
Well, dear brother, I never said that they were the first people, but let me point you to where it says. It says Hebrew is constructed using the system of root words. Now, I'm on the messianicrevolution.com, and right here it clearly says that a correct translation should say, "Let us make human in our image, not a man in our image." The word Adam is also the root word for the color red.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know who would tell you that. That's not true.
Dear brother, I just disclosed the information to you. It's on. All I can tell you is that it's on.
Yeah, you can actually look it up in the Hebrew Concordance. You're quoting from a website, Messianic Revolution. Either they don't know Hebrew, or they're just throwing that out there, because the word for red that they're referring to is synonymous with the word Edom. Or Ebrug, we get the word Edomites from. So it's very different. Adamu is a completely different word, sir. I mean, I know Hebrew. I studied this in school.
You asked me, where did I get my information from? And I'm just letting you know that's not correct. Well, so a minute ago, you want to know where it was from. Now you're telling me that I'm incorrect, even though not only am I disclosing the information to you.
No, I'm not saying you're incorrect. I'm saying that the source you're quoting from is incorrect. And you should go to a more accurate source like a Hebrew concordance or a Hebrew definition where you could actually get that direction. I went to school to study Hebrew. I can speak Hebrew. I know it.
But my thing is, if you ask me for the information, I'm going to give you the correct information. And just a minute ago, you said that it didn't mean that. But every language from Hebrew, from ancient Samaritan, from Aramaic, they all deal in root words. Being that we speak English, obviously what the English language will say about Hebrew won't be 100% accurate, because English is a bastard language. But it clearly says, when dealing with the Hebrew language, based on its translation into English, the word Adam has to do with red or rosy. This is not information that I'm making up. But I definitely don't want to get off of topic. We will be right back after these messages because I want to get into some of these clips, and I also want to get back into the phone lines because I see that we do have quite a few callers.
Hey, you, human being. Yeah, you. Did you realize we were made from the earth, the actual soil? You couldn't have realized that. Because if you would realize that, you wouldn't be putting chemicals on your skin. Because it's like putting chemicals in a plant. What do you put on a plant? Water, some sunlight, and sometimes plant food, depending on how stubborn the plant is. Same thing with our skin. Same thing with our hair. So check out my products, Shamika Body Hair and Face Butter Treats, on Facebook, and view the price list, the product list, the pictures, and place your order on my email at shamikarobinson1@outlook.com. Stop using chemicals. There is no such thing as eczema and all these ridiculous skin diseases that they're naming. It's called your body is responding to chemicals. So stop letting your body respond to chemicals and get nature involved with natural shea butters and cocoa butters and oils. Again, you were made from the earth, so stop fighting against your nature.
All praise be to Allah. As I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, what really inspired the title of We Must Resist the Homosexual Agenda is this week, earlier this week, a brother of ours who's a comedian by the name of Lil Duval, he made some very, very interesting, very, very strong statements about a particular scenario dealing with transsexuals. I have the clip here. Unfortunately, I was not able to get the full interview. I was only able to get little snippets. But suffice it to say, this is the snippet that has been going around. And of course, you know, anytime you have a snippet or a soundbite, you can take someone's words out of context because people don't get to hear them in its entirety. So based off of the little pieces that someone put together, people are trying to make it sound like he said that he'll go around killing transsexuals and that Charlamagne the God was making a joke of it. But that's not what happened at all. And this is the consequence of when anyone stands up and reveals that they're not going to go for the homosexual agenda, you know. I have news for everybody out there. Everybody in this world is not gay. Everybody in this world does not sympathize with homosexuality. Get over it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't force your way of life on other people and not expect a resistance at some point. Me personally, one, I don't agree with it, and two, you can do whatever the hell you want to do. Just don't try to shove it down my throat. Just don't try to shove it down the throat of people that just want to live their lives and strive. And then one of the things that I hate is when people say, oh, we all sin. But when you look at it, why is it that homosexuality is the only sin that people try to justify? I've never heard a person try to justify a thief. I've never heard a person try to justify a rapist. I've never heard somebody try to justify a liar. Matter of fact, there's a legal penalty for every sin except for homosexuality. You can go to jail for lying. You can go to jail for stealing. You can go to jail for murder. You can get a divorce and have to pay alimony for committing adultery, et cetera, et cetera. But when it comes to homosexuality, everybody wants to defend it. You can't say anything about it. The LGBT is becoming just as powerful as the ADL. And this is why I believe Voltaire said that in order to know, or rather if you want to know who rules over you, just pay attention to who you're not able to criticize. There are two groups in this country that you cannot criticize and get away with it. Well, two main groups, I should say. And that is the Jewish community, first and foremost, and next is the gay community. Because how they fight with propaganda. They fight on the workforce. They fight in politics. They fight on a social climate. They don't fight physically because they know that they can ruin you to the point where you can't even get a job. Nobody wants to touch you. I mean, just as our brother Colin Kaepernick. Okay? So when you start looking into this agenda that has been forming, the LGBT, now when you look at the founders of the LGBT, they're all white. But yet, on TV, every time you see a transsexual, every time you see a transgender, they use more often than not black faces. You see, they always want to use black people to push their filth to the forefront. But while black homosexuals may be the ones getting all of the fame and the notoriety, who's getting all of the political, social, and financial advantages? It's the white homosexuals. Get Ellen DeGeneres. White homosexual got her own show. You can't show me no black homosexual that has a show like she does. Come on, let's talk about it. You see, we are so eager to be accepted by white folks that we allow them to lure us into their filth, and then they use us and then throw us away. And I was so disgusted when I saw this video of these transsexuals interrupting and heckling our brother Charlemagne the God. But my thing is, why y'all don't do that to the white homosexuals that don't even want y'all in the LGBT? Homosexuals tried to put the color black in the LGBT flag up there in Philadelphia. The white LGBT members went after them. Y'all didn't get butt with them. Many of the activists that are now at the top of Black Lives Matter are homosexuals. They came to Black Lives Matter because the LGBT community wouldn't give them no equality. Y'all didn't come at them like that because y'all know who to pull that crap on. White folks don't want black people. They don't want gay black people. They don't want straight black people. They don't want confused black people. They don't want black people to have knowledge of self. You are black. You will never be able to get away from that. It doesn't matter what in the white man's world that you try to take on for yourself. They don't mind using you because they know that we have a magnetism about us that just attracts people to us. They know that we know how to bring ideas and solutions and things of that to the forefront. So they'll use you. They'll use you. And then behind closed doors when laws get passed, ain't no black gay members up in Congress. I just wish that we would stop allowing ourselves to be used this way. Just a reminder to all of the callers, if you have a comment or a question, all you have to do is push one, and I'll be more than happy to bring you in. I want to play this Lil Duval snippet so that way you guys understand where I'm coming from with this. And why I'm glad that the brother did not apologize.
Girl, and she didn't tell you she was a transgender.
That ain't a girl. I met a boy. That means I met a boy.
After 4 months, she told you I had sex, and then after.
We're not having sex. We're not having sex.
Yes, after 4 months, I had sex, and she said, Duval.
This might sound messed up, and I don't care. She dying. I can't deal with that.
No, that's a hate crime.
I can't do that. No, dog, you manipulated me to believe in this thing. My mind, I'm gay now.
I do think
I'm gay.
No, you're not.
No, no.
Now, on Friday, he also said this.
I do agree that you are taking away a person's power of choice.
Yeah.
When you don't tell them up front. That's why when Janet Michaels said, she said she tells
there should be
all,
some type of repercussions for that if you do that
to
somebody.
You should go to jail or something.
Something.
Some
like,
charges be pressed.
So
when Janet
until
Michaels
said, then, I'm going to have my own repercussions. So.
When Janet Michaels said, she said she tells all her partners. She didn't tell the first one.
Who?
Janet Mock.
Who is that?
A transgender activist.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Beautiful person.
Okay.
But you can't go around killing transgenders.
I'm not going to kill transgenders. I'm not. I didn't say. See, here you go trying to flip my word. I didn't say I'm going to kill transgenders. I said if one did that to me.
If you had sex with one and then they didn't.
And they didn't tell me, I'm going to be so mad, I'm probably going to want to kill them.
Well, people were mad at the Breakfast Club, said we shouldn't allow them to say that and are boycotting the Breakfast Club.
Well,
so we're asking.
Well, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you actually listen to the interview instead of listening to the manipulated clip that people have been circulating, you specifically heard us tell him that this is, you can't do
wrong.
That. It's a hate crime. I specifically said you can't go around killing transgenders.
That was our brother Charlemagne the God making clear that he was not condoning that. And he also made it clear that Brother Duval articulated that he did not say he would go around killing transgenders. He said that if he had sex with what he thought was a woman and later found out that it is a man, more than likely that man would end up dying. I don't think he said anything wrong, but apparently some wannabe LGBT members, and the reason why I say wannabe is because black folks who are gay, you are not a part of the LGBT community. You are a pawn. You are a puppet. They use you to push their agenda forward. And then, like I said, when policies get passed and it comes time for financial and political rewards, you get nothing. This is what they had to say when they heckled our dear brother Charlemagne the God.
We are not a joke. Trans people are not a joke. Trans people are not a joke. Just the other day, Charlemagne the God let Lil Duval talk about killing black trans women.
We are not a joke. We are not a joke.
We are not a joke. We are not a joke. We are not a joke.
We are not a joke. We are not a joke. Charlemagne the God, you messed with the wrong one. Tell us what you mean about that. Black men have been complicit in the reinforcement of trans love and black trans lives matter
too. Get that, don't touch me.
That the Breakfast Club allowed to talk about black.
This is my thing. You sit up and say you're not a joke. But who's going to take you seriously when you're being obnoxious, when you're being rude, and when you're accusing someone publicly of something that they are not guilty of? Now, obviously you all can't see the actual video, but all you have to do is just go on YouTube and just Google transgender women protest Charlemagne. He was at an MSNBC conference, and they just got up and started heckling him. And my thing is this, we live in a country that boasts about freedom of speech, but anytime somebody uses their freedom of speech to articulate a standpoint that is not popular, they get attacked. You can't ask Lil Duval or Charlamagne Tha God or anybody to keep it real, and then when they keep it real and they say their truth, you get mad. That makes absolutely no sense to me. What you're saying to me is that I have to subscribe to your way of life. I have to submit to the agenda that you are trying to force on me. And I reject that notion. I cannot submit or bow to anyone outside of Almighty God, Allah. I would never go out and kill a transgender person because they're transgender. I would never go out and kill a gay person because they're gay. I would never go out and kill a white person because they're white. You have to physically do something to me or someone that I love that will make me want to kill you. So, as we said before, these transsexuals are not being killed because they are transsexuals. Because, sadly, you got a lot of guys out here, not me, of course, that likes that stuff. So my thing is, why do you have to lie when you got all these freakish dudes in Hollywood and in the NFL and even on the street level that are into that stuff? Go to the ones that like that with that madness. But for us, natural men that only want females, natural females that have the two X chromosomes. that get their period, that can give birth naturally. We only want that woman. Don't come to us with your foolishness, because as we said before, nobody is above or beneath the law of cause and effect. This man might handle that situation by walking away. This man might handle that situation by crying in his car. And then you got this man over here that might handle that situation by blowing your damn head off. You cannot trick people into doing something that is against their will and not expect repercussions. It's the law of cause and effect. The whole situation could have been avoided if you just tell the truth from the front. That's why people say that honesty is the best policy. Just be honest with people and stop trying to swindle people out of things that you know that they would not willingly give. And see, that's another thing. Anytime you lie, it's because you know the truth. Anytime you lie, it's because you're guilty of something. Anytime you have to lie, it's because you're hiding something. So the motive behind lying is never a good one. Now, this video is very, very extensive. It's about 26 minutes long, and we have about a half hour left in our show. So after this clip, we'll have time for questions and comments to close out the show. But I definitely thank everybody for their participation. And if you're on the call and you would like to verbally ask a question, all you have to do is push one, and I'll know that you want to ask a question, and I'll bring you in when this clip is over with. And also, the chat room is open. I'm trying to see how we can get access to that as we speak. So listen carefully to this clip. It's called The LGBT Agenda Out of Control.
Hey there, good people. How you doing? NWA here on Sunday, February the 21st, 2016. I hope all is well. Just a quick note, if you do hear that I sound a little bit different than normal, I don't know why. I mean, I'm using the same microphone, but I had moved my computer up to be able to capture video game sort of things. So for whatever reason, it's not coming in like it used to. But I digress. Now, big shout out to Dolores Flores, who has constantly been reaching me with really great information dealing with this transgender LGBT agenda. I really appreciate that, Dolores, and she makes great videos. So look at this article here. This is off thefederalist.com. I'll post a link for it below. The sexes. Have we finally reached peak transgender? This is a very interesting article that is written by a former transgender. Men competing as women at the Olympics, LGBT themes on 30 to 45% of primetime television and influence at the White House. Please tell me that we've reached the transgender high water mark. State and local lawmakers across the country are dealing with a barrage of proposals about whether men and boys claiming to be transgender will get the legal cover to force their way into public and privately owned bathrooms and showers with men and girls. Oh yeah, if you've been following me, you know all this. For the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, officials have indicated that they will allow a man who is still packing his tools to compete as a female if he has low testosterone and claims to be female. Remember Fallon Fox, of course. Under the new Olympic standard, a man with low T can now compete equally with biologically correct females, even with all his male parts intact. How fucked up is that? Future Olympic competitions could look more like Saturday Night Live skit than world-class athletic event. I hope biologically correct females open a can of whoop-up on the new or on the low-T guys. On television, too much LGBT. Tell me about it. On almost every television network, the preponderance of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, LGBTQSWXYZ, characters and storylines is inescapable, almost to the point of saturation, even though it's completely out of proportion to real-world LGBT population, which is, of course, about 3.4%. Mm-hmm. Six transgender community-related shows are on the air tonight. Terry Ryan, a TV producer and advocate for cross-dressing community in Huffington Post. Sorry, Kitty, you can't come up now. That suggests even an advocate working in the entertainment industry, well, she came up anyways, may be uncomfortable with the current overexposure of transgenders on TV. Are there too many shows depicting transgender people? Is it too much at one time for an audience to absorb? Are we in the TG community attempting to force acceptance through highly scripted, well-staged reality shows that may or may not be representing the majority of the TG community? Will having so many transgender topics in education or... Sorry. my cat is up on my lap because I'm doing this on my gaming lounge, and she's just like, yep, I'm going to come up and snuggle with you now. I love cats, but it's bad timing. Anyways, will having so many transgender topic shows educate or turn off the very people who are attempting to appeal, that they were attempting to appeal to because too much too soon? Arguing that gays and transgenders are ignored or oppressed falls flat in its face these days. Gay, lesbian, and transgender characters are often shown in a pathetic or sympathetic light, abused, oppressed, or mistreated, in an attempt to make the viewer more open to them and feel sorry for them. But they are not abused. They are our Olympic athletes and TV stars. Now, just like I was saying, the transgender push is purposeful and planned. Is it deliberate? Yes. The push to normalize LGBTQSWXYZ characters has become all too predictable. We're in the midst of a major, deliberate, well-executed social indoctrination coming from the entertainment industry, the White House, and pro-trans LGBT activists. Since 2008, Gay Lesbian Alliance Gay Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, which is, of course, GLAAD, has evaluated the quantity and quality of LGBT characters during the primetime television. Their annual report, the Network Responsibility Index, ranks the network in type of scorecard. Their objective is to push for positive representation and to increase the amount of representation. TV hasn't merely reflected the changes in social attitudes. It is an important role in bringing them about. No shit, Sherlock. Just like I've been saying all along, this is social programming. Now, you don't have to take it from me. Take it from a LGBT transgender person themselves who has suffered immensely because of this indoctrination. The 2015 rankings and score based on the percentage of LGBT inclusive original programming hours during primetime show this programming is at an all-time high on broadcast and cable networks. 45% on Fox, 45% the CW, I don't even know what that is, ABC News 32, and they give their ratings. Excellent, good, good, adequate. How fucked up is this cable networks here? ABC Family, 74%. Yes, the new Modern Family with two purple-haired ladies and an adopted kid, or, oh man, a test tube baby. LGBT comprised of only 3.4% of the population, yet the advocate organization GLAAD considers 28% of programming as merely adequate and 8% as failing. GLAAD has met with top network executives to discuss how TV can improve. TV can improve if TV just is done. I mean, if you destroy it. Television networks' political connections. When these folks get together for LGBT advocates to set TV program, they're not so much negotiating as they are strategizing in unison. This is evident from the deep personal affiliations between the LGBT-driven Barry Satoru White House and many top TV executives. Pillow talk and sibling connections can be powerful influences to inspire networks to support the White House agenda. An article at Breitbart.com explored the many personal connections between the White House staffers and network honchos in 2013. It's a revolving door, of course. All these people that are working in the White House and then are also working at the corporate media. How many times have we shown that in the past on these channels that I've been hosting? So I'm not going to read all that. I only got 15 minutes, so I'm going to try to get through this. These network execs spend time with family and professional connections who might as well themselves be LGBT advocates. It's no secret that the White House celebrates gay and transgender issues. President Obama uses power and influence of the bully pulpit to get behind LGBT agenda. In fact, the White House now considers itself to be a medical expert weighing in on whether certain psychotherapies for lesbian, gay, and transgender people are effective. When the Supreme Court ruled in favor of gay marriage, the White House spiked the ball by blazing a LGBT rainbow across the face of the building. On the website, the White House has a special section dedicated to President Obama and the LGBT community. And he just was interviewed, of course, by none other than I'm gay, Ingrid Nilsson, the phony, fake, fucking gay LGBT girl. And, of course, her drunken kitchen counterpart, lover, slash actor. The current administration has appointed more than 250 openly gay or openly LGBT PQSW people to full-time and advisory 250 people, 250 openly LGBT people to full-time and advisory positions in the executive branch, several of them openly transgender. The Obama administration hired the first transgender to the White House staff, LGBT activist Rafi Freeman Gerspan, which I covered before, in November 2015, only 4 short months after the Freeman Gerspan started working in the White West Wing. The White House announced it was prepared to amend the Civil Rights Act of 1964 to sexual orientation and gender identity, effectively turning sexual preference and gender identity confusion into civil rights issue. It's on like Donkey Kong. Why you will never see a formerly gay hero. LGBT staffers in the executive branch greatly influence the positions that the White House takes on issues, and the positions of the White House professes profoundly influence American social values, policy, and legislation. This overbearing media and activist push is not favorable to freedom of speech, nor is it organic social development. The LGBT lobby is small in numbers but has enormous financial and political power. This is somebody that was deeply involved in it. No network will ever get approved from GLAAD to feature a script about a homosexual, lesbian, or transgender who changed his or her life after undergoing sound psychotherapy and found freedom from the lifestyle that he or she once lived. You cannot overcome your fucked up thing mentally. You can only go under the knife or take the whole sort of go down the LGBT path, essentially, is and that they'll never have a story where a gay person, became straight, sort of thing. When I speak at conferences around the country, I hear speakers who had been gay, lesbian, or transgender. They share their personal stories of coming out of the homosexual life and transgender delusions, airing realistic underdog stories such as these of people who are conflicted about being gay or transgender and want to leave the lifestyle, won't win a GLAAD excellent rating or a Screen Actor Guild's award. It won't ever get aired. To preempt the wackos who might line up to bash me for my remarks, I'll share some of my history to demonstrate that I'm not homophobic or transphobic. During the years I was living my transgender life, for a time I lived in West Los Angeles, a large house owned by Alcoholics Anonymous sponsor, a homosexual. He shared his home with me, with men like me who were in their early recovery from drugs and alcohol. All of them were homosexual, except for me. We lived together, often sharing dinner and social times and attending AA meetings together. I lived in the community. Like TV producer Terry Ryan, I say the level of attention on transgender and gay characters and storylines on television is too much. Protection for some, but not for others. Think about it. We live in an era where people are encouraged to select gender with not two choices, but a spectrum of fluidity, something that I've covered so many times here. Laws are being stretched to accommodate new extremes and trample the rights of anyone who doesn't comply. These advocates want any man or any boy or man, whether transgender, or sexually pervert, to have free access to female-specific bathrooms or locker rooms by simply saying he identifies as a woman. Obama pushes to accommodate the demands of these men at the expense of girls and women. New York City has gone even further in its anti-discrimination law, of course, NWO New York City, to regulate what must be spoken. According to a December 2015 clarification of the New York City Human Rights Law, employers, landlords, and public accommodations are required to use a person's preferred name or pronoun, regardless of the individual sex assigned at birth, anatomy, gender, medical history, appearance, or sex indicated on the individual's identification. Or they will be subject to civil penalties. The commission can impose penalties of up to $125,000 for violations and up to $250,000 for violations that are a result of willful, wanton, or malicious conduct. This is what's happening, man. This is fucking crazy. Ignorant cheerleading means more suffering, people. I lived the delusional life, or the delusional transgender life, for 8 years. And I could tell you that the LGBT lobby is serving us a boatload of pure malarkey. I hear from transgenders who need psychological help, but instead were put on the surgical slice and dice assembly line and now live with awful consequences. Listen up, LGBTPQSWN, whatever you want to add to it. Listen up carefully. Suicide rates higher than 40%. As I've reported elsewhere, studies show more than 60% of transgender have coexisting mental disorders. They're mentally sick people, and they're being preyed upon by this hideous New World Order agenda, which is destroying their lives, not saving them. I'm concerned about the people who are not getting appropriate psychological care and end up committing suicide. Meanwhile, the entertainment industry refuses to include in their scripts an accurate portrayal of the mental illness and suicides prevalent in the LGBT population. The White House focuses on so-called civil rights rather than mental health. These special interest groups refuse to acknowledge that mental disorders have become the largest single factor in the high suicidal behavior rate within the gay, lesbian, gay, and bisexual community. The scariest and most feared people to the LGBT sympathizers, apart from, of course, myself, are the ones who lived the life but now realize they were not born to that lifestyle and wholeheartedly reject it. I do not hate the LGBT. I just hate the mess that buying into their lifestyle has made of my life. Well, Walt Hare is an accomplished author and a public speaker with a passion for mentoring individuals whose lives have been torn apart by unnecessary gender change surgery. Walter Hare, if you do happen to listen to this, I would love to interview you. I'd love to have you on a podcast.
That's about 13 minutes left in that, but I'll end it there for time's sake. But we just heard commentary and actual facts from an individual that once upon a time actually had his gender, quote unquote, altered. And then he realized that it was a bunch of crap. And this basically confirms something that I've been saying for years, and that is that society is making people who think that they were born as the opposite sex. they're making them out to be heroes. They're using terms like brave and courageous. But these people are mentally ill. The reality of the situation is that every person, particularly in America, is suffering in some way, shape, or form. It could be physical, it could be mental, it could be emotional. So we're all, Earth is one big hospital right now. So the reality is that no, none of us have the ability or the place to quote-unquote render judgment on someone else. But what we do have the right to do is be honest, okay? If a person is a thief, you don't call them brave because they embrace thievery. That is a person that is sick because they believe that it is okay to take things that do not belong to them. We have to start treating, and when I say treating them like patients, I'm not saying walk around with a needle and try to pump them up with medicine and things of that nature. Doctors and the scientists of this world, just like they are in the business of confusing these people, if they had any heart whatsoever, they would form science fairs. They would form committees and sit these people down and tell them, listen, you are out of your damn mind if you honestly believe that you were born as something that you were not born as. That makes absolutely no sense. I see that we have a call. I believe this is my big sister. Area code 318, last four digits, 4573.
Absolutely. Can you hear? Yes, sir.
Yes,
I was enjoying your show, and I just want to make a short comment. You're absolutely right. I agree that, you know, everyone has a right to live the way they want to be, the way they want to live. But the thing that I do have a problem with is trying to make everyone else agree with the way that the, you know, gay or transgenders are living. You know, like I say, I believe in equal rights regardless of color, creed, class, sexual, preference, et cetera. But I do have a problem when people are lying, like trans, some of them. You know, if you know that's your lifestyle, then don't try to trick a person to get with them. Tell them who you are, you know, and they have a choice to either accept you or not. And that's the thing. So that's why a lot of them are putting themselves in danger because they're not being honest with the person that they're intimate with, et cetera, until it comes to that time for intimacy. And that's the problem that, you know, that, and that's the big, you know, problem that is being talked about. You know, be honest with people and tell them what you are. And then, like I said, they have, if they want to go with that freakiness, then they have the right, but not to fool someone. And also, don't think that everyone's down with the gay society. If you want to be gay, then be gay. Don't try to influence the whole world, because I've noticed it myself, even on Netflix. Almost, it used to be a category, but there, where, you know, those that want to get, you know, gay films or whatever, that's fine. Look at them. But don't just put them just here, there, and everywhere. I'm looking at a Netflix movie, and then next thing I know, there's some, it's gay, you know, it's gay oriented. You know, leave that where it is. If people want to see that, that's fine. Those that don't try to enforce your lifestyle on those on us that don't agree with it. And with that, that's all I want to make a comment on. Thank you so much, brother.
All praise to Allah. Thank you, dear sister, for articulating that. And, you know, that's basically the gist of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Islam is freedom, justice, and equality. I don't have to agree with something to not let it upset me. You know, I don't lose any sleep at night worried about the LGBT community or anything else.
Right.
But, you know, when you turn on the television, you open up a magazine, and you listen to the music, and you keep seeing this agenda constantly being pushed. Like, my thing is, why don't if you all feel that passionately about your way of life, why don't you all get your own island or something? Why don't you all get your own continent or something and go there and do whatever it is that you want to? You know what I'm saying? But it's a counterproductive life because two men can't reproduce. two women can't reproduce. Like, even now, you hear them say stuff like artificial womb and stuff like that, but it's not natural. They can never duplicate what Almighty God Allah has put into motion, what Almighty God Allah has created. The best that they can do is try to imitate it, but it's all fake. It's all in their head. And even after a man gets surgery, the woman gets surgery to try to appear to be the opposite sex, all you did was confront a physical need of yours, or physical want of yours, I should say. But you cannot address the mental need of yourself. You know in your heart of hearts that you are a woman if you were born as a woman. And you know in your heart of hearts that you are a man if you were born as a man. Because your chromosome count identifies what sex you are. And now that they got so slick, the white man changes up definitions to try to fit his narrative. Now they're saying that gender is a social. Well, let's look at it like this. If society did not exist, man and woman would still exist, and you would still identify a man by a man and a woman by a woman. You don't need society to tell you that. That's just common sense. The male and the female are not like each other. You're dealing with a sick, sick government and a sick, sick society. And something else that I wanted to address before on this show was over with, particularly in the black community. And I'm getting sick and tired. And it's not all, don't get me wrong, it's not all black women. It's just some. And I see it on a regular basis. I'm getting sick and tired of seeing some black women cheer for and root for and support gay black men more than they cheer for and root for and support straight black men. You go on these jobs and all of the straight black males, if they have any on the job, are mopping floors and at the lowest level position. And usually the manager is a gay black man. And then a black woman is in between and she laughing and joking and everything, calling the gay black man sis, and all this other stuff. Like, this makes no sense to me. You are out of your damn mind. Like, Satan is really, really has been successful in turning the people out. The gay community is like the Jewish, the so-called Jewish community in a sense, because if you say anything about a gay person, and you can be dead right, they're going to call you homophobic. They're going to call you transphobic. You know, just like you criticize Jews, they gonna call you anti-Semitic. All for speaking truth. Nobody's out here saying that we need to gather all transgenders and kill them. Nobody's saying that.
Exactly.
But you want to tell me that as a grown man that's only attracted to women, that if somehow I got tricked and swindled into having sex with a man that lied and said that he was a woman, that I'm just supposed to sit there and accept the fact that I just slept with a man? No. If you trick me like that, I'm gonna kill you. And I think that any real man feels the same as that way. And I hope Brother Duvall does not apologize, because he don't have a damn thing to apologize for. He spoke his truth, and that should be it. Just like these gays, they go on a protest, like these feminists go on a protest, and they speak their truth. Nobody asks them to apologize. Brother Charlemagne the God, Brother Duvall, stand on your truth, and don't let anyone intimidate you into going back on your word, because you said nothing wrong. We need more people to stand up and speak truth, both black men and black women. We got to stop allowing these devils to use us to promote their agenda. It's not the new black. Gay is new to blacks. Before white people were on this planet, there was no such thing as no black man having sex or getting married to another black man. It wasn't no such thing as a black woman having sex or getting married to a black woman. When you look at us, we are imitation homosexuals. Just like we're imitation Americans, just like we're imitation Christians, just like we're imitation everything that the white man and woman really are. It's time for us to resist this agenda, and it's time for us to accept our own and be ourselves. So as we wind down, I can't adequately express my gratitude to everybody that tuned in and supported tonight's episode. Sister Pamela, do you have any closing remarks before the show ends?
I agree with you about the brothers, Charlemagne and Duvall. Yeah, I feel you, brother. As a sister, I definitely support my black straight men who are striving to be upright, who are striving to take care of their families, their loved ones, their children, their wives, who work every day hard, who's trying to help the community, our babies, et cetera. Those are the ones that I support and love. And I think that we just, as black people, unfortunately, that white society influenced us a lot to do wrong or to accept their way of life. But we have to stop it if we want to be accepted by God and start striving to accept his way of life, the creator himself. And also, like you said, I agree that the brothers, both of them, they don't have anything to apologize for. That's the way they feel. If they're fooled, they have the right to, people have tricked them into intimacy like that and not revealing who they really are. And then they have the right to protect themselves. And if you go further, and, life's been taken, then that's the way it is, because they put themselves in that position of not being honest with a person like that. That is a big no-no. So I would say respectfully to those transgenders, do not do that. If you're going to be a transgender, then be upfront with who you are and what you are, because your life may just be in jeopardy if you fool the right person. I'm not going to say the wrong one. I'm going to say the right one. And with that, brother, thank you so much. The show has been very interesting, and definitely I've enjoyed it. And with that, thank you.
All praise be to Allah. And like we said, honesty is always the best policy. I'm a Muslim in the nation of Islam. It would suck if I was, in a relationship with a young lady. If I was in a relationship with a young lady for a year, we decided to get married, and I had never told her before that I was a Muslim in the nation of Islam, and then I dropped that bombshell on her. She might not want to accept my lifestyle. She might not want to believe that the most honorable Elijah Muhammad is alive. Who am I to force that on her? You know what I'm saying? So it's always best, regardless of whatever you got going in your life, always be honest. You know what I'm saying? Trust me. Regardless if your lifestyle is righteous or if it's degenerative, you can find somebody out there that will accept you for who you are. So your job is to go out there and find them. Your job is not to try to force that on somebody. It doesn't matter who you are. So we definitely Almighty God Allah for truth. And again, I thank everybody for listening in and tuning in. And we'll be right back, same time, same station next week.